is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. Head on over to freetalklive.com, and the main feature of the site allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the air. In fact, the raid on the raw food market that we are talking about right now, we started last hour for those of you just tuning in, that came from the front page of our website. One of our wonderful listeners went to freetalklive.com, logged into their account. They spotted the story online as they were going about their web surfing. They grabbed the URL, they pasted it into our little submission form, and then it popped up on the website. Other listeners then saw it, decided they liked it, they voted it up. You can go and you can vote things up, vote them down. You can submit suggestions to the site. The most popular will make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see them and therefore more likely to discuss them. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in about them. So we're going to get back to the raw food discussion here in a moment. Let's first talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Bill. Hey, Bill.
It's been a long time. As a matter of fact, the last time I caught a glimpse of the show, I think Sam was still incarcerated. So
that's been a long time, all right. So what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, something interesting was brought to my attention. I don't know if anybody's familiar with the Erin Andrews story. She was, she is a correspondent for ESPN and does some work for Good Morning America. She had her privacy invaded a while back, and fortunately, the pervert that got some pictures of her and disclosed them on the internet has been dealt with legally, but she went to Congress, or I guess went to Capitol Hill today, encouraging Congress to update the stalking laws. One of the outlines of this particular proposal that really strikes me odd is that a victim doesn't have to realize they're being stalked in order for the government to enforce the law. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if the victim doesn't have to be notified or has to be under the realization that they're
aware,
being stalked,
yeah.
Does that just mean that the government can just blindly start accusing people? And what constitutes who sets the standards of this? What constitutes stalking? Does friending somebody on MySpace, Facebook, or following somebody on Twitter, would that classify as being stalking? And it just blew my mind. I mean, the rest of the bill kind of sounds, you know, okay, I'm not really in 100% agreement with it. It was just that particular part of this proposed legislation that really started to scare me, and I wanted your guys' take on that.
Well, can we back up for a minute? I remember hearing about this. Wasn't it something like pictures were hacked off of her phone or something like that?
I thought it was a peephole.
No, from what I understand, stalked her and took pictures from her in a hotel room.
Okay.
You know, I think there are already laws to cover this. I mean, you go and drill a hole in the wall or something. I don't know how he did it, whatever he did, to get into somebody's hotel room. You're clearly invading their privacy, and they have a reasonable expectation of privacy if you're making recordings of them. That's wiretapping. So, you know, these are already existing. It's just another way for government to expand its power.
Increase, their purview over what they can do to people. I tend to agree with that. I think that what happened to her is kind of sad, but on the other hand, I mean, really, is it the worst thing ever if pictures of you walking around in your hotel room naked get out? I'm not defending what this guy did. I'm just saying, like, I'd never heard of Erin Andrews before this, and then when this happened, I heard about her.
Well, the supposition here is that the government is going to protect you, and is even a good organization to do the protecting. I would say that you're just as likely to be considered, a stalker that somebody doesn't know about, this sort of unknown stalker, as you are to be protected from some unknown stalker, if not more so. As Sam was saying, there are existent laws to take care of somebody when they do something illegal. But, what are they doing that's illegal when they're quote-unquote stalking somebody before the other person knows about it? And what is the, you know, what's the criteria for that, as you've called in? And I think that's the scariest part of all this. Yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm in my hotel room, I have a reasonable expectation of privacy, and naked pictures of me shouldn't be distributed around, Ian. And I don't know why you always downplay nakedness as though, oh, it's no big deal.
Seems like it's probably a good thing for her career. I mean, people are going to know who she is now.
Yeah, I've never heard of her before.
Did you hear of her when this happened?
I hadn't when this happened, but this phone call. I try not to hear about things like this. This is of no importance to me until, you know, the law comes into play.
Right, and I think the more these laws there are, the more, I agree with you, it is frightening, Bill, that these things can happen. I mean, for instance, what if Ms. Andrews was in her hotel room with her curtains open, and the creepy stalker guy happened to buy a hotel room, you know, in the hotel across the way, and was just lurking at his window all night with his telephoto lens or something like that, just waiting for the moment to snap the picture as she happens to walk by. Or maybe they weren't fully open. Maybe they were, you know, halfway open or something like that. She happens to walk by butt naked as she comes out of the shower, and he gets the picture at just the right moment. I mean, is that also stalking? Because there's a creepy guy involved. Is that, like, all of a sudden, does that become stalking under these new rules, or is it already stalking under the existing rules? I don't pretend to know what the government's rules are. I just know that the more of them they make, the more likely that they're eventually going to end up accusing somebody of stalking when they weren't, in point of fact, in any way putting someone in danger. I think the idea behind stalking used to be that, and clearly what they're trying to do is change the definition of stalking, but as my understanding, the idea behind stalking was to intimidate somebody, like to creep somebody out so much and to intimidate them and, like, scare them and, you know.
Yeah, I think they have to feel threatened, and then
right.
It has to be repeated to where you're coming back and it's unwanted contact over and over again.
Yeah, there's a pattern of behavior of being creepy and of freaking somebody out, whereas what they're saying now is if you don't know anything's happening, then that's also stalking. And I think that's it. You know, they're basically destroying the word stalking. I mean, like, kind of like how saying that statutory rape is an insult to people who are really raped. I think saying that because you had your picture taken when you didn't know that you had your picture taken by somebody you weren't even aware of was out there or was in any way threatening you, that's the same as having somebody call your phone and breathe heavily into it, or have them knock on your door,
put a dead hamster in your mailbox,
or follow you home from work.
Yeah. Like, you know, lurk outside of your place of business, creep you out and scare you as you're walking to your car at night. And, you know, I mean, I don't know what all the creepy, scary things that stalkers could do, but to say that, you know, putting a peephole in a hotel room and taking some pictures through it is equivalent of the intimidation factor of all these other things.
Well, that's a crime, though. That is an invasion of privacy.
What about looking into your room with the windows open?
I think that you need to take a reasonable precaution.
Sure.
Having walls is a reasonable precaution.
I agree with you. I'm not saying it's right, Mark. I'm just saying it's an insult to people who are stalked.
No, I think that I don't know that you can call this stalking, but
that's what he's saying.
You can call it poppy. I mean, you know, this is over the line paparazzi. Yeah,
he's saying
this is stalking. This is stalking in order to get the picture. That you can stalk for other reasons.
I think stalking should include an intimidation factor.
It is intimidating to have your picture taken curtains. That's creepy and weird.
It's creepy
but I don't think that there's any crime involved in that. And I mean, your job to close the curtain.
Doesn't the stalker want attention, though? Doesn't the stalker want
who knows
to,
what the stalker wants
to be?
No,
I
don't.
To be notorious, the stalker wants to be important in the famous person's life. Basically, isn't that generally the case?
I don't know. I mean, Dave Letterman had that late crazy lady that would break in and clean his house and do all his dishes.
Which is fun.
It's great until you have the crazy lady who has broken into your house, cleaned everything, waiting for you when you get home, and you're like,
you were just supposed to clean the dishes.
What are you doing here?
So, Bill, did that answer your question?
Well, yeah. Well, it does to one degree, but on the other degree, more or less, you know, being an online person, I'm constantly online. I'm now going, am I reading this correctly? I'm going to really have to watch my P's and Q's as far as, you know, finding out who I need to friend and who I don't friend, because I'm afraid that some goons from DC are going to knock down my door.
I don't think it's gone that far yet, but who knows? I think if someone accepts you as a friend, then that was their choice to do. It's not like you can force that on somebody. Thanks for the call. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. I'd love your thoughts.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get all the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So head on over there and enjoy stuff like our Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken their time to send in their validated photo or video, and most of them are not naked hotel room secret pictures that they took for us. over at the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can see them. And if you're a lady listener, you can submit your picture to the Shrine, get all the details over at shrine.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on stalking. We'll continue to take your phone calls on whatever you want. We just had Bill in Oklahoma inform us that there's apparently some sort of, was it federal legislation he was talking about?
Yeah, sounded like it.
Some kind of federal legislation that expands the definition of stalking to include behavior that is not even you're not even aware of. So, for instance, if you look at the Wikipedia definition of stalking, it's commonly used to refer to unwanted, obsessive attention by individuals to others. Stalking behaviors are related to harassment and intimidation. The word stalking is used with some different meanings in psychology and psychiatry, and also in some legal jurisdictions as a term for a criminal offense. And so there's definitely the harassment factor, I think, that is involved. Stalking can be defined as the willful and repeated following, watching, and or harassing of another person. Most of the time, the purpose of stalking is to attempt to force a relationship with someone who is unwilling or otherwise unavailable. Unlike other crimes, which usually involve one act, stalking is a series of actions that occur over a period of time. Although stalking is illegal, the actions that contribute to stalking are usually legal, such as gathering information, calling someone on the phone, sending gifts, emailing, or instant messaging. Such actions by themselves are not usually abusive, but can become abusive when frequently repeated over time. People characterized as stalkers may have a mistaken belief that another person loves them or that they need rescuing. Stalking consists of a series of actions which in themselves can be legal. Stalkers may use threats and violence in order to frighten their victims. They may also engage in vandalism and property damage and make physical attacks that are mostly meant to frighten. Less common are sexual assaults. And I would go out on a limb here to say that, and maybe I shouldn't go out on this limb, that most stalkers are men, but maybe that's not necessarily true.
I don't know.
Just because men are just typically labeled creepy more often than women
are. Well, I think that there's a societal pressure to some extent. I think that it's best personified in the movie The Graduate, right? So Dustin Hoffman, the greatest actor of our time, or darn close in that top five bracket, bangs on the glass during the wedding of his sort of secret girlfriend there. Elaine! Bang, 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 bang! And he gets their attention, and she decides, I don't want to marry this big, good-looking, rich guy. I want to marry that little guy over there. And so she runs off with him, and it works. It works. The idea that you can go and bang on the glass at somebody's wedding, get their attention, and have them run away with you works. Now, in real life, what Dustin Hoffman did is creepy and weird, okay? Yeah. But in Hollywood land, if you just try hard enough, you can get the girl. And I think that, I think that to some extent that's what society, that's what some, to some extent, women want you to believe, but they only want you to believe it when they want you to believe it, okay? So there's a lot of mixed messages out there for young men. The people, in my opinion, that are least qualified to handle these mixed messages about what they should do in these relationships. Mm. I'm not saying it's okay to make repeated telephone calls trying to get someone's attention, sending emails, hassling them on their Facebook, or putting dead
hamsters
in their
picture of your penis.
Whatever, unless they asked for it, all these things. It's that's not appropriate behavior. But I do feel that to some extent, guys are sort of told that that's what they want. I remember an episode of Northern Exposures where the female lead, and I don't remember her name off the top of my head right now, but she was a pretty girl with short hair, and the Dr. Joel, her name might have been Elaine too. I don't know. Anyway, the doctor were making out. There's like third season. They're finally getting having this romantic tension was being released a little bit. They're making out, and she passes out from exhaustion or something like that. And then she comes to later, and she's like, "Well, why didn't you have sex with me? Well, you were unconscious. Discretion told me not to. That's what kind of emotions I bring up in you. Discretion? She's upset that he used discretion because he should be so filled with passion that he takes her without her consent.
That's gross.
It's crazy. Okay. And, there's
putting that idea across is very
putting
scary
the idea
thing,
across.
Yeah.
But I can tell you to some extent that this is how it is for some women.
You know what? Looking down the Wikipedia story here, here's some of the details on the statistics of who does this sort of thing. Is it the women or the men out there? Well, of course, remember, it's not necessarily that women will just stalk men. Women can stalk women and men can stalk men and so on and so forth. So according to Wikipedia, according to one study, women often target other women, whereas men generally stalk women only.
Oh, now that's got to be the jealous girlfriend. Or the husband or their boyfriend is cheating on them, so they want to go find out who the other woman is and tell her to stay away from my man.
To some extent, that's probably true.
2009 report.
Sometimes it's going to be lesbians that want the relationship too.
But then it wouldn't be stalking though.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, if you're intimidating somebody harassing them. However, a January 2009 report from the Department of Justice reports that males were as likely to report being stalked by a male as a female offender. 43% of male stalking victims stated the offender was female, while 41% of male victims stated the offender was another male. Female victims of stalking, I guess that means that a certain percentage wasn't sure. Female victims of stalking were significantly more likely to be stalked by a male. That is 67%. As opposed to than a female. So if you're a female victim of stalking, far more likely that you're being stalked by a man. 67% of female victims stalked by a man as opposed to 24%. So there's a little bit of information from you there. Types of stalkers. Psychologists often group individuals who stalk into two categories, psychotic and non-psychotic. Many have a pre-existing psychotic disorders such as delusional disorder, schizoaffective disorder, or schizophrenia. Most stalkers are non-psychotic and may exhibit disorders or neuroses such as major depression, adjustment disorder, or substance dependence. A study of stalkers in the year 2000 identified five types. One, rejected stalkers pursue their victims in order to reverse, correct, or avenge a rejection, like a divorce or separation. Resentful stalkers pursue a vendetta because of a sense of grievance against the victims, motivated mainly by the desire to frighten and distress the victim. Intimacy seekers seek to establish an intimate, loving relationship with their victim. To them, the victim is a long-sought-after soulmate, and they were meant to be together. Incompetent suitors, despite poor social or courting skills, is number four, have a fixation, or in some cases a sense of entitlement, to an intimate relationship with those who have attracted their amorous interest.
I'd like to talk about that category to some extent. Okay, people love to use this title, stalker. There really are stalkers. I don't want to say there's not. However, there are a lot of people that use the terminology stalker about somebody who isn't a stalker in order to make themselves feel better. Okay, I had a girl that came to my house inappropriately. She looked my name up in the telephone book, and this is why in radio I changed my last name to Edge. Mm-hmm. This was very low level of fame at this point. She just liked the way I look at some radio remote or something like that. I wasn't stalked. Some girl just sort of acted. She was, an incompetent suitor, as it were.
Right, but I think it becomes stalking after you've told them no. I don't know how many times, but after you've tried to get the word through to them that no, you're not interested,
but
and they continue to pursue. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free on the site. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Some of those features include our news updates. You get signed up at news.freetalklive.com. We will send you email updates if you would like that, or you can sign up for Twitter or Facebook. Follow us in the way that works best for you at news.freetalklive.com.
Take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. You can start the 7-day challenge today at StartPage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about stalking, and what started this conversation was a call. Apparently, there has been some discussion up in the federal government, and I don't recall if they passed this or not, but they're looking at expanding.
They're looking at passing it, and this famous ESPN lady went and testified on it.
Erin Andrews.
Relatively recently.
Who I wouldn't consider her famous, and then again, I don't know everybody who's famous. I'd never heard of her before the pictures came out.
Well, now in the world of cable television and the internet, famous, the term famous has notched down a little bit.
To. Yeah, that's a good point.
Out there somewhere is some woman who's crazy about you, Ian. And that just shows like the really low threshold about what fame is these days.
So we were talking about stalking, and
it might be a woman.
What they're talking about doing, and it might be Dale on Friday nights. But what they're talking about doing here is expanding the definition to include to where stalking will include actions that don't necessarily even that the person's not even aware of. So normally stalking might involve, you know, phone calls, unwanted phone calls, unwanted following someone home from work, sending creepy emails or letters or instant messages, things like that. Unwanted contact is typically, you know, what's involved. Or at the very least, unwanted seeing some guy down the street always leering at you. I don't know. There's something that you're usually aware of. So now they're saying, well, if somebody snaps a photo of you through a hole in a bathroom wall, that's stalking too. Now, I can see that after the fact, that if you find out later on that this happened to you, then I could see that would freak you out. I could understand that later on down the line, like, oh my God, this happened to me and my privacy was invaded.
I think drilling the hole in the wall and then, you know, taking the picture of somebody who believes that they have a certain level of privacy is a type of burglary.
Sure. There's no doubt in my mind that there's something wrong that has happened there. There's a criminal act, I think, that has occurred there. I'm just saying that I don't think it quite rises to the level of stalking. It's creepy and it's weird, but since you don't know about it at the time, or you don't know likely until far later on down the line, I just don't think it's quite the same. And so we're talking about some of the different types of stalkers. There's rejected stalkers, resentful stalkers, intimacy seekers, incompetent suitors, and the very last category, according to study of stalkers in the year 2000, is predatory stalkers. These are the worst kind. They spy on their victim in order to prepare and plan an attack, usually sexual, on the victim.
You know, I wanted to address...
Census workers.
Census workers.
It has happened.
I wanted to address this sort of calling somebody a stalker who hasn't risen to the level of stalker.
An incompetent suitor that hasn't...
Right. To have had a stalker, say somebody who, you know, wants to go on a date with me or whatever, mm-hmm. then that isn't going to happen because I'm not interested.
And you've told them no.
And I've told them no maybe once or twice, or maybe mm-hmm. I've... done a poor job of telling them no.
Maybe
beat
around the bush
about it,
yeah.
Or whatever. You know, to call that person a stalker because they're resilient is really an awful thing to do. It's disingenuous. You're lying. You're making yourself look better at the expense of someone else.
It's a way of bragging.
I'm so special that someone would waste their time chasing me around.
At what point would that rise to the level of stalking for you? I mean, I understand what you're saying is if somebody has approached you and they've been rebuffed a couple of times, mm-hmm. okay, it's not stalking. It's just someone who's pursuing you to some extent. But if you've made it clear to that person that, okay, I'm married. I'm not going to be going out with you. I'm sorry. And they still keep coming. How many times will it become stalking?
Well, I think that for every person it's different.
But could say that it would become stalking after a certain amount of time?
Well, what if I keep on coming to your place of business and you work in retail and I, you know, every month or so I ask you out on a date?
Mm-hmm.
Is that stalking? I don't think it is.
No, I don't.
I think it's a person who's resilient.
Yeah.
However, if you're following me to the mall, if you've you're checking up on my Facebook in order to see where I'm headed off to and things like that. All right, look, I can't believe we keep on running into each other here, and this happens over and over again. At some point or another, I think that I'm responsible for having a very serious conversation with you. Look, friend. Whatever it is that you're hoping to have happen isn't going to happen, all right? So you need to move on and look for somebody else and, you know, cut me a little slack here. I'm feeling boxed in. I'm feeling trapped by you.
You know, I think that's the biggest problem, Mark. That's the conversation that people should have and they don't want to have, and they don't. Instead,
call the cops.
They turn to the guns of government and, yeah, get the cops out here and I'll get a restraining order against you because the government doesn't teach people how to talk to each other, mm-hmm. how to solve problems. No, no, no. We'll do that for you. You just, you know, be stupid and let us pretend to solve all your problems for you.
Right, because the cops going up and handing them a piece of paper is going to stop their interest, right?
Well, sometimes it does, but again, it's just such an ineffective way to solve the problem. And so many of these things could just be turned around if women would stand up and be direct and say, look, this isn't
welcome.
Well,
not just women.
Men are
also stalked as well. So I agree with that. I think I'm glad you brought that point up because I think it's really important because if, for instance, you've got this situation where the person who is being stalked goes to the police and the police come in and they go after the guy or the girl that's doing the stalking and they intimidate them and they threaten them and they, you know, serve them with whatever papers and whatever threats that go along with those papers, then what kind of an effect is that going to have on that person? Is there a chance that could anger that person?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a chance that person could blame you the person who reported it to the police.
Of course they will. Yeah.
So really, it seems to me like, okay, yeah, on one hand, it might scare some people off, but on the other hand, it could make their obsession even worse. It could take their obsession from being, you know, one of these not-so-dangerous stalker types, the majority of the stalkers, to one who's all of a sudden got a vendetta against you because you used the coercive government
on
them.
It's certainly going to anger them, and then the next time that they see you, the outburst or whatever happens next time may be that much more... have that much more anger behind it, and the person reacts that much more strongly.
Yeah, I think that your suggestion to just go and have a conversation with somebody makes a lot more sense.
Also, to take responsibility for what you've played, the role you played in. And I guess I'm still coming back from this certain circumstance. I've only had one in my life, and you know, where this girl sort of acted inappropriately. And if I would have taken care of this instance and talked to her straight about my relationship status, how interested I was in her, things like that, it would have never occurred. But I kind of just screwed around because, you know, it's nice to have people interested. I didn't expect her to. It was unusual in the way that she reacted. I just sort of expected, flirty, and then she doesn't bother me again in the future. And that's not how it went for her. And, I think that if people take responsibility for their actions in it, too, that there'll be fewer incidences like this.
Good advice. Would love to have your thoughts if you'd like to add into the conversation. Maybe you've been stalked. Maybe you know what this is like, and you can kind of give us a clue. How did you handle that situation? Did it work for you?
Yes, I have.
You have?
You want to quit? Well, I wouldn't say it's like continued stalking, but I was dating this crazy woman who was addicted to Xanax, was going from doctor to doctor to get the prescription for the
nice.
Xanax, and then would have this angry outburst and have to go get another doctor to prescribe more medication when she couldn't get any more of that. So eventually she ended up in this rehab place. I left her on insurance so that she could go to a long-term, 30-day treatment place. Once that's out, I'm back at home. I made it clear I'm done with the relationship. I'm on the phone in my home office. She walks in the door, sees that I'm on the phone, goes to the backyard, picks flowers, and is waiting for me when I get off the conference call.
Well,
with your own flowers? The hell are you doing here?
We'll continue the story here in a moment. I presume there's more.
Oh, yeah.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. Hey, if you like the show, you can support us by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the profits from Amazon. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. You'll get what you want, and you'll probably get a pretty darn good deal as well, because Amazon, you know, they don't have to pay for all those brick-and-mortar stores and the rent and the employees that that costs to market products to you. They just do it right over the Internet. You get exactly what you're looking for, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand-new items. Plus, you can go used if you want and save some save a few bucks that way. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like your talk radio to yell bombastic slogans? Do you like to hear words like... to thinkingliberty.net.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we continue here. Now, we actually were talking about raw foods and the raid that happened recently, armed raid by the police of a raw food store, grocery store. So we'll get back to that if we get a chance. Of course, your calls come first. So let's go to the phones and the fun. Oh, let's not. Steven dropped off the line. So your calls about anything. Oh, yeah, Sam, we got to finish your story. Thank you for the reminder. Your stalker story, your crazy ex-girlfriend who was addicted to Xanax and went into treatment.
Yep.
And then got out. You had told her that it was over at that point.
Long before that, yeah. Yeah.
She came back, though.
Just showed up one day out of the blue after she gets out of the rehab program that I paid for that, you know, the family said, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of all the medical bills. We appreciate you leaving her on the insurance so she can, get the help she needs and all that, and mm-hmm. they didn't pay any of that. Mm. And so, yeah, you know, she shows up. She's just in my house. Now, I should have had my front door locked. She goes out, picks flowers out of my backyard in the gardens and stuff, brings them in. She's like, here you go. And I'm like, what do you think you're doing here? And, you know, it's I think it's all in the mindset. I didn't really play into the racket and the whole arguments that we used to get into and so forth, because she's also bipolar. And, you know, one thing, one minute everything's fine, the next she's throwing dinner across the kitchen at me.
Oh, boy.
So
it must have been a fun relationship.
Oh, it was joyous. And, you know, I just basically I'm like, look, you can't come in my house. You're not welcome to just walk in here anymore and look around and, you know, go pick things out of my yard. You've got some stuff here. Let me help you load that up. So she's coming. She actually packed a bag, you know, was going to spend the week with me.
Yeah, she was
work everything out.
For the duration.
Yeah, you know, it'll all be okay if I just, you know, pick some flowers and give them to you. Then, you know, everything's fine. So I ended up loading up some furniture into her truck and sent her back.
Goodbye.
Another 3-hour return drive home, because she lived way on the other side of town.
Can I just stay the night?
No. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, that's what it was all about. It was doing that over and over again, and still that didn't stop it.
Over and over again? So that was not the only time she
I mean, that, there were other times, but not like that was probably one of the worst.
Mm-hmm. Sure, he'd made some decisions based on, you know, well, can I stay the night? Sure, you can stay the night tonight. But, you know, the idea being that you're going to end it the next day or something like that, and, you know, these are the kind of things that perpetuate this stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
So then a few weeks later, she calls and or writes me or something, writes this angry email to let me know that she's married now to this big guy.
How later? Was she married?
A few months.
Okay. She got married quick.
And, oh, yeah, and now she has a kid, right? And the guy is in corporate America, and he makes a lot of money. He makes more money than you.
Oh, I see.
Real happy now, yeah. And I have a kid coming, and yada, yada, yada. Well, she was still calling. I found out later she had called, like, my mom, my uncle who lives out at the farm. You know, has met her two times and mm-hmm. is cussing him out at 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning. And
jeez.
I mean, she was really nuts.
Yeah.
So, you know, people get just really obsessed with an idea or with a person, and they kind of lose touch with reality and forget, you know, they're kind of, yeah, I guess lose touch with reality is the best way to say it.
Yeah, this is another human being that you're approaching and that you're foisting yourself upon, and mm-hmm. and they may or may not be interested. In many cases, they're not.
And they're just oblivious sometimes to the signs that, hey, this isn't working, that you know, he really means no this time, and that sort of thing.
Right. So making it clear might help, and bringing the police in. Did the police ever get involved?
Oh, no. I never called them. I just, you know, I handled it. I'm like, look, you
can't. She went away at some point.
You can't stay here. Yeah. Well, it's funny. I just got an email from her, like, last 3 nights ago. But I hadn't heard from her for a long, long time ago.
How's her husband and kid?
Well, the email, I think her email account was hacked, and it was spam email that came from her.
Oh, so. I see. So not
maybe, but you looked at it and you're like,
I was like, oh boy, what is this showing up for?
All right, so you're welcome to share your story, 800-259-9231. Perhaps you have been also stalked. Perhaps you've had a similar situation. How did you handle it? How successful were your tactics? I love your story. 800-259-9231. Or maybe you're a stalker. And you can tell us from the other side, although it seems less likely.
Why? Why waste your time on somebody else like that who clearly does not want to talk to you?
Let's go to Adam in California.
If they clearly don't want to talk to you.
Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, I wanted to know your guys' top 3 success, wealth, or prosperity books.
Success, wealth, or prosperity books?
Yeah, this is a big book segment.
Top 3. Boy, I don't know if I have that many.
Oh, you want us to tell you?
Yeah.
I've got one just right out of the bat. And it depends on really where people are, but if you're kind of just coming around to the ideas of creating wealth in your life, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
That was a good one.
Is one that
the
sort
guy's
of,
a bit of a scam artist, though, from what I can
but
tell.
But it's a pretty fun book.
But, his information is so dead on. I mean, the government schools teach you, you know, go out and be an employee, work for somebody else. That's the answer. Take
the
rat
safe
race route. Yeah,
about.
Get in the rat race. Contribute to your 401k and Social Security. You'll be there when you retire and everything will be okay. And it just really shows the difference in the paradigms of the wealthy versus the employee, the poor, and so forth.
Absolutely. I fully will agree with that one. Also, another good introductory book is The Richest Man in Babylon. It's very short. It's a very short book that really gives people a clue as to what saving is all about and how to do it. And, you know, the real basic financial intelligence stuff. That when I was reading it, I didn't really learn too much from it, but there was still some useful information in there. And I'm just trying to dredge back into my past and remember what it is that that I've read. Because when I was in network marketing, I was reading
Napoleon
some of
Hill's
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Well, that's a good one.
That's Dale Carnegie. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
That's the one I haven't read yet. It's been on my bookshelf for like a decade.
It's a good read, and I think all these things, it's about changing your mindset. And it's definitely along that line. I think that Dave Ramsey, the radio talk show host out there, Dave Ramsey has a few books, and I can't remember what his I can't remember what they are off the top of my head, but he gives a plan, like a 7-step plan, and it's something that anybody can work. He claims it's based off biblical principles, whatever that means. But
he is a preacher.
He's a preacher. But you know, and there's a certain level of that going on in the book. But you know, I think that he presents it in a way that I don't find too abhorrent or anything. He doesn't jam it down your throat. But I like the way he lays it out, and his plans are incredibly simple. This isn't, invest this way, invest that way. Basically, he says this is how you get on your feet and so that you can, live life.
Another one that's real good for personal empowerment is How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World by Harry Brown. And it's a book that really covers a lot of different facets of one's life, and a lot of the Harry talks about the different traps that people get caught in. There's the government trap, the family trap. There are these things that we kind of take for granted, that we're taught, that we're supposed to do. And Harry points out that if these things are making your life worse, clearly you're not supposed to be doing them. So a lot of these books are, of course, knock you over the head with common sense, the stuff you're already supposed to know. But they're very. I agree with all of these suggestions so far.
And I would also throw in, for one of my three, the Law of Attraction, whether you read it or watch the videos or
the
however.
Abraham Hicks?
Either that or what's the movie, The Secret?
I don't recommend The Secret.
Well, it's just understanding that whole mentality and understanding that, money is sort of a reflection of ourselves, of how we think about ourselves, our self-worth. I don't think people are going to automatically become millionaires overnight until they learn to sort of change who they are, change their mindset to somebody who attracts wealth into their life.
Adam, did we answer your question?
Yes, thanks a lot.
All right, cool, man. Good luck out there, and thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hopefully we'll get back to the raw foods discussion. But you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves, Hour 3, next. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.